Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Dalet. Today there are two sponsors. Continuing from last week, it's sponsored by Mayor and Trendy Fuchs in honor of the Sheva Brachas of Shira and Avram Hertz, which the wedding was last week, with the tefillah that the family with the new Machatanim, Rabbi Yonos and Michelle Hertz, Tzimash Nachas from the new couple, and all those looking for their Zivik find them quickly. It's also sponsored today by Jonathan Kowal, Al Zecher Nishmas, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Ethel Kowal, Etalea Bat Duba, whose yard site is today Zion Adar, sharing a yard site with someone very special. Okay, says the Gemara, Gimel Amid Beis. We'll start with Kulhu, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eighth line up from the bottom, Kulhu. So the past blot and a half, we had three different opinions how to answer the stira within Reb Shimon. Whether Reb Shimon, who says that if you have a mincha, shalol lishma, is that going to be totally kosher or is that going to be pasul? So we have the two Reb Shimons on daf, Beis Amid Beis. We have Reb Shimon on top of Beis Amid Beis. On the second line, Reb Shimon Omer. All menachas, Nick was a shalol lishma, are kosher and all the bialim. They all work. Right, that was number one. And then later on that Amud, we had another Brisa where Reb Shimon agrees that there are some that are problematic Shalol Lishma. So how do you answer the Sira? So we had three answers. Number one was Rabbah. Rabbah was on the middle of Beis Mabeis, where Rabbi said the difference is between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailam. That's the difference. Where it's Shinui Kodesh, so that's not a problem. Why? Because you tried to change it for a different carbon, but we see what you're doing. Ma'aseha mochichan aleha. And therefore, because your ma'aseh improves, so basically your thought, what you said, according to the mandamar that you have to say it, is meaningless. Because the ma'aseh overrules the machshava, and therefore that's not a problem. Where did he say that? It is a problem? Shini bailam. That's where it was a problem, because you can't tell the difference between the avoda that you're supposed to do and the avoda that you're trying to do. So therefore, that would be a problem. That was the answer number one. Then we had answer number two, which was the answer of Rava, which on the top line here on Gimel Mabez. Rava said, the difference is, did you do it L'Shem Mincha or did you do it L'Shem Zebach? That's the difference. L'Shem Mincha is better because it says, V'zos Toras HaMincha, Torah Achaz L'Chol HaMenachas. There's a binding factor among all the Menachas. That was the answer number two. And then answer number three was Ravashi. Ravashi was right in the middle of Gemel Mabez. It depends if you mention the word Mincha. If you do Kometz Machvas L'Shem Marcheshes, or Kometz Minchas Machvas L'Shem Minchas Marcheshes. If you just do it L'Shem Marcheshes, L'Shem Machvas, so then that's just L'Shem a pot. A pan, so that's going to be meaningless. Mashenkin, if you do it, l'shem minchas machashes or machvas, that would be a problem. Those are the three answers that we had to answer up the stira of Reb Shimon. Answers, now the Gemara continues. About eight lines up for the bottom. Kul hu karaba lo amri. So not everybody agreed with Rabba. We're going to say why each one did not agree with the other one. So not everyone agreed with Rabba, the first answer, the other Rabba, because just the opposite. Machshava de minkra pasal rachmana. You might say, logically, you could change just the opposite svara. What did he say? If it's obviously a wrong machshava, then it's for sure going to be not a problem, because the mice is going to overrule. You can say just the opposite. If it's an obviously wrong machshava, you're really messed up, because you're so far off in your machshava. So that's going to really cause problems. So you could have said just the opposite case. So it's just the opposite direction. Karava lo amri, that the other two didn't hold like Rava, which was the answer on top over here. Why? Vizos taras lo mashmiluhu. They do not understand that pasuk, vizos taras amenachos, to include all menachas, or at least in this regard, in this halacha, not to include all of them. Kravashi lo amri, and Ravashi, the third answer they did not like. Mishav kushi the Ravacha bray the Rava. They didn't like the answer of l'shem minchas machas and minchas machas because of the kasha of Ravacha bray the Rava, who asked about 10 lines up from where we are, chareva mishum belula amai. If you say that if you don't mention a kli, that it's not going to be a problem because it's just a meaningless thought, but what about if you do a dry mincha, l'shem, a mixed mincha? It just says mixed. Right there, you don't mention a kli either. And that was one of the examples given in the Brisa. Right, so therefore, even though we answered that question, right, Rashi points out, even though we answered that question, they weren't so happy with the answer. Right, Rashi says three lines up from the bottom, the Ava got the shani lay, lo mistaver hai shinuya de balula stamna mihaina mincha. They weren't happy with that answer. Okay, those are the three answers and what the problem is with each of those answers. Milsa de pshita le la rabba la hai gisa, ula rabba la hai gisa, mi boy le la ravoshia. That which was obvious to Rabba in one direction and to Rava in the other direction, meaning the halacha that Rabba said that a machshava that is totally obviously wrong is not going to passel. And Rava who said that a machshava that is obviously wrong is going to passel, mi boile Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia wasn't sure about what Rav Shimon would say in that case. To buy Rav Oshia, v'yamri la boi minei Rav Oshia mei Rabbi Asi. Sabsi Rav Oshia asked it. I'm saying Sabsi Rav Oshia was asked it. Mincha l'shum zevach mali amar Rav Shimon. If you do a mincha l'shem a karban, l'shem a zevach, an animal, what would Rav Shimon say? So obviously that's a wrong machshava, right? You're doing it l'shem an animal and you're doing kmitza, you're dealing with flour. So what would Rav Shimon say there? That was his question. Taima de Rav Shimon, bishum machshava de minkara lo pasla. Is Rav Shimon shita of saying kosher that a machshava that is obviously wrong does not pasl? V'ha machshava de minkara hu? I say here too, in this case, you would say it is kosher. O Dilma, what do you say? Taima de Rav Shimon, Mishum dechsev v'zos taras hamenachos v'zevach loksev. Or do you see the reason for Reb Shimon is zos taras hamenachos? Let's say answer number two, Rava's answer, and this is not included in that. So therefore, you would say it is a problem. So amalei klomi gainus, and the answer either given by Rav Oshia or to Rav Oshia, klomi gainus v'zos Reb Shimon. Well, we have no idea what Reb Shimon held. We don't know his svara. Karaba lomisha, right? And we're about to quote the problems with each shita. So basically, the answer couldn't be given because we're not sure what Reb Shimon held. What is it? Klumi ganal, again, klumi ganal tov daitos Reb Shimon, karaba lomishani le mishim kushia da abaya. We don't like Rabba because the kasha that Abaya asked. Abaya asked the question on Bezel Mebez of there shouldn't be a difference between Shidi Kodesh and Shidi Bailam. Karava lo hishani le mishum kushi v'zos taras achatas. And Rava, we don't like that answer. Why? Because of the problem of zos taras. Maybe you don't hold of that. Zos taras achatas. The other question we asked. Karavashi lo hishani le mishum kushya d'rav achabrei d'rava. And Ravashi also, yeah, the last problem that we mentioned. Okay, that was just finishing up the previous sugya, the three different answers for Reb Shimon, and why each one doesn't hold of the other one. And just the last section, we're not even sure exactly which one is correct. So therefore, no answer could be given what Reb Shimon would say about a certain case. Okay, next case. Two dots. Chutz b'minchas chote u'minchas kinaos. So back to the original, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah daveis, all menachas are kosher shalo lishma, but they don't count for their owner, except for the chatos. Right, because as we mentioned back in Zvachim and here as well, Karban Chatas cannot exist without its mechaper element, without that ingredient. You can't have a Chatas that's lo olu labailim. The second that it's lo olu labailim, you're going to passel it. And what are the two cases? The of Chatas Chova, we mentioned, a Minchas Chatas Chova, the two cases Yachid. There are others that are Rabim. There are Karbanas Mincha that are Sibur, that are Chayiv. Shtei Alechem, we mentioned. Karbana Omer. Those are obligatory also. But how many minchas yachid are there that are chova? Two. Either the minchas chova of the Olav Yoreds, which we read in yesterday's parsha, right? The three averis that this comes for, Tumas Biklash Rakadashav, Shvuas Bitui, or Shvuas Haedus. Those are the three averis that you're chayiv an animal. If you're too poor a bird, if somebody's very poor, then they're chayiv flour. Or the minchas kinos, the mincha of a sota. Mincha of a sota that she has to bring to be mevarer. Mevarer, what happened? Remember, we had that lashon in Maseches Zvachim that the carbon mincha is levar, it's not lachaper. Because if she's supposed to clear her name, if she didn't do anything wrong, I mean the yichud is not machayev, but if she didn't do anything wrong more than the yichud, so then it's just to be mevarer that she didn't do anything wrong. So chutz minchas chote minchas kenos, says the Gemara. Bishlama minchas chote, fine by minchas chote, the mincha of the olav yoreid. I understand why that would have the same halacha as a regular karban chatos. That would be pasul shelo lishma chatos kariy rachmana. Because the Torah calls it a chatas. Lo yasim aleha shemen, v'lo yitir aleha levona, v'chol ki chatas hi, v'gomer. Yesterday's parsha, there's no oil or frankincense put onto the carbon, because this carbon mincha, because it's not supposed to be glorified. We don't want to make it beautiful in Mehudar, because it's coming ba'al chet. And oil and frankincense make it beautiful and mixed. So this, that minchas chote is called a chatas, fine. That's how we know that it's pasul shelo lishma. The Shita Bukubetzes points out in Oz Gimel, even though if you look back at Maseches Zvachim, we needed and required a different source for every chatas. So what here, all of a sudden, once it's linked in, what's it called? Chatas, boom, it's fine. So what do we need a source for in each one? So says the Shiluk Abed, says, maybe that's only the Havamina Lamaskana. He tries to struggle with it. You see in Oz Gimel here, he says, maybe if you look in the Hashmatas, I'll explain it a little more. He says there, maybe by carbon mincha, all you have to do is call it a chatos, and then it'll link back to all the chatos of the animals. By the animals, each one might be different. But by a mincha, there's only one chatos. Right, if you say knos, we're going to get to it in a second. But there's only one. So once you say that's called a chatos, then memela has to be like all the carbonous chatos of the animals. So by a minchas chote, you know that it's called chatos. Ela minchas knos binalon, but the minchas knos, how do you know that's called a chatos? And how do you know that it has the same halachas of a chatos? And I might add what I just mentioned before. You might say that this isn't ba'al chet. It's not ba'al chaper, but rather it's ba'al varer. Right? It's just, it's coming to clear up. So minalan. So how do you know this? It's the Tani Tana Kameder of Nachman. Thank you. So the Brisa said of Rabbi Nachman as follows. We see in this Brisa, the discussion is given that it is called the carbon chatas. Where as follows. Minchas kenos, mosaros de dava. The minchas kenos, the mincha of a sota, the leftovers. What about the leftovers? What does that mean? If a woman is mafrisha, enough money to bring a mincha for her carbon, and she has leftovers that from the money that she set away. The barley carbon didn't cost as much. So we know the carbon mincha of a sotah comes from barley, unlike wheat, which is most other carbon is mincha. This comes from barley as the carbon omer comes from barley, which position we'll talk about more soon. So the brisa that was said in front of Nachman said, the leftovers is nedava. Amarlei, shaper ka'amrit. That makes sense. Why? What does nedava mean? Nadava means, as the Mishnah is described in Shkalim, that there are pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash, that leftover monies from karbanos go there, and they bring karbanos ola in the summer, when things are quiet, right, in the middle of Tammuz and Av, Beis HaMikdash isn't so busy, and it's not right that the Mizbeach shouldn't have any karbanos brought on it, so they bring nidvos ola. That's what it means, nadava here. Nidvos ola. Minchas kenos, mosros nadava. Amarlei, shaper kamis, Rav Nachman hears it and says, correct. Why? Mazkeres avon ksivba. It calls, in Parshas Naso, it calls this carbon a maskeres avon, something that reminds Hashem of an avon, or b'chadas ksivin. By chadas it says, v'osan asan lachem laseis es avon ha'eda. Same word. So machadas, moser is nedava, just like by chadas, it's mosar is nedava. Af minchas kenos, mosar is nedava. So too, minchas kenos, ub kechadas. And therefore we compare it in the following way as well. Machadas psula shelo lishma, af minchas kenos, psula shelo lishma. There's our makar. We're going to reject it in a second, but that's our makar for now. You compare it. It's avon, avon. You compare it. Okay. What's the source? Let's talk for a minute. Even though we're in the middle here, let's stop for a second. The source for this halacha of the leftovers of a karban will go in a dava. It even applies to a chatas. Mosar, if I set aside money for a chatas, even though we have the chatos mesos, the five chatos mesos, vitimna, right, vlad chatos, tamuras chatos. We'll get to those more in a few minutes when we talk about asham. But even though this even applies to chatos, you have leftover monies, that is a halacha lamosha misinai. The Gemara says in Maseches Tamura, that after Zayin, that mosar of these karbanos is a halacha lamosha misinai. So what that it goes for nedava. But what nedava is it supposed to go for? That is not in the Halacha Moshe Misinai so clearly. That is a drasha later on in Zvachim. We had it in Daf Kuf Gimel in Zvachim. The Medrash Yehoyada, Zvachim Kuf Gimel Aman Aleph, the Gemara there says that it goes La'ola. Right, that is the Daf Kuf Gimel Aman Aleph. Zet Medrash Darsha Yehoyada Kohen, Asham Hu Asham Asham Hashem, Kol Sheba Mishem Chatos Mishem Asham, Yilakach Bo Olos. Habaser l'shem or of a kohanim. So that's the Medrash Yoyada Kohen Darshan. So we had a halacha Moshe Misina that it goes l'nedava. What l'nedava? Yoyada Kohen came along and told us that it goes la'olas, olas nedava. That's the answer. The Briskerab points out though that he thinks, in the Rambam's view, this is really two separate stages. The halacha Moshe Misina that just says nedava, and the Yehoyada HaKohen in the Bzachim Kuf Gimel that says it goes La'ola. Because, why does he say this? Because if you look in the Rambam, in Tzulei HaMukdashim, he quotes our Gemara, the leftovers of Minchas Kinaos. So you know what the Rambam says? You know what you do with the leftovers of a Mincha? They bring them as a Minchas Nedava. That's what the Rambam says in Tzulei HaMukdashim, Perakei HaLachaches. Minchas Nedava? Ask the Biskarov, we just did the Gemara together. It's Vachim Kuf Gimel. The Gemara says, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is that it goes in a Dava, and Yoyada explained that to mean Olas Nedava. How could the Rama Paskin Minchas Nedava? Says the Biskarov, because there are two stages. Stage one is that it's Nedava. Stage two, Yehoyada said that when it comes to Chataos, the leftovers go to Olas Nedava. The Rambam understands our Gemara that the comparison between Minchas Kinaos and Chatas is only by step one, not by step two. The comparison that Moser goes to Nedava is only comparing it on the Halacha Moshe Misinai level, not comparing it on the Ola level. And that's how the Rambam can say the leftovers of the Mincha goes Nedava, but to a Minchas Nedava, and not an Olas Nedava. Because you would have read, I would have read, and the Brisker Rav says, you could have quoted that Gemara Zachem Kuf Gimel. What's Yoyada coming to do? To explain what the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is coming to tell me. You know, when the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai says Nedava, it means Olas Nedava. Says the Brisker Rav, no. For the Rambam understands that he's not explaining. He's saying, he's understanding it at least for part of the Karbanis. For Chatas, for real Chatas Behema, then it's going to go Olas Nedava. But it could be, by a Mincha, Minchas Nedava. That's what the Brisker Rav says. Ulam Sfir Leila HaRambam, to Bahalacha Zud, Be'emez Lo Nemar Klal Shem Ola, Rak Shem Nedava Bilvad, Vahad Dekarva Ola, Zeo Mi Medrash Yo Yada HaKawain, Dekal Shum Mishab Chatas, Mishab Asham Yilokan Ben Olas, V'yakacha Sfir Leila HaRambam, Dezeo Din Sheni, Al HaNedava Haba, Mishab Chatas, Mishab Asham, That's how you get out of the Rambam. Tmura Tezayin. Zvachim Kuf Gimel. It's not one is explaining the other one. It's just a second step. And our Gemara, which compares them, is only saying it's comparable regarding step one and not step two. Important Brisker Rav to explain that shita of the Rambam. Okay, so we continue now. So Gemara is looking for a case. How do you know the Minchas Kinaos is called Chatas, and therefore it'll be like Chatas regarding Shalol Lishma? So that's what we just said. It's like Chatas regarding Mosar Nedava. It's even Meduk in the language. Mosar Nedava. Doesn't say Mosar Ola. It's Mosar Nedava on that step. Beautiful understanding of the Rambam and the Brisker Rav. And then the other way, just like Chatas is Fazal Shalol Lishma, so too Minchas Kinaos. Ella, now the Gemara says, one second. Ella Me'ata, if you want to say it's a Gzeirah Shav of Avon, Ella Me'ata, Asha, you should say Hashem is also pasul shelo lishma de gamar avon mechatas, because also it has, you have an avon by Hashem, so you should compare it. If you're saying that avon is always used to teach me shelo lishma by these karbanas, you should say it by Hashem too. Hashem also has an avon. So where it says no, danin avon me avon ve'ein danin avon no me avon. Hashem has avono, not the exact word, and therefore do dash in the gzeira shava. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina. What's the difference if it's not the exact word? Gzeira shava has flexibility. The hatana dever b'yishmael. This is always the example given. The shava kohen uba kohen. The kohen goes back in by a bayis hamenuga. The kohen goes back out of the bayis hamenuga. Zui shiva, zui bia. We compare the halachas of going in and going out of the bayis hamenuga, even though it's a different word. The shav and ba. And that's already enough for Gzeirah Shava. So what do you mean, Medayik, Avono and Avon? That shouldn't undermine the Gzeirah Shava. The Ode, and also, Ligmar Avono, Avono me Avod, Shvias Kol. I could find you a Chatas that has Avono. So it will be an exact word with the Asha, Dechsiv, Imlo Yagid, Vinasa, Avono. Again, yesterday's Parsha. So we're back to the question. If you say it's based on Gzeirah Shava of Avon, Avon, so you should say it's also Asham is included. By the way, this Tuesday night, I think, not 100% sure yet, but I think the shiur will be Asham, Chatas, and Ola. The relationship between all of these karbanas. Even though we just started Menachos, but this Amud is all about Chatas and Asham. It's a shiur that we could have had in Zachim also, but that's, Bez Hashem, I think that'll be our shiur. And really focusing on Karban Asham. What is Karban Asham about? Which is this Gemara brings up. Compare Karban Asham. So Gemara says, okay, Ella, Ki Gemiri, Gzeira Shava, Lo Moser Nedava, De Gamri. You're right, theoretically, the same word appears by Asham, but we are saying that Gzeira Shava is only regarding Moser, not regarding Shalol Lishma elements. We'll have to find a different marker for that. Gzeira Shava is only for Lamoser Nedava. To teach me that the leftovers of all these Karbanos go to Nedava, and therefore, even Ashim can be included. Right, the Moser Ashim also goes to Nedava. V'chitem, and if you are to say, Ein Gzeira Shava Lamechsa, how can you only compare it halfway? Only compare it regarding one halacha and another halacha? The answer is no, because there's a specific pasuk that excludes more than that. Goli Rachmana Gabe Chatas. There's a pasuk by Chatas. V'shachat Osa L'chatas. Osa Lishma Kshera. Shalom Lishma Psula. Osa. That Lishma is kosher. Chatas Lishma is kosher. And Shalom Lishma is pasul. Aval Kol Kadshe, but other karbanas, Bein Lishman, Bein Shalom Lishman, Ksheirin. Other karbanas would be kosher, even Shalom Lishma. They won't count for their owner, but it will be kosher even Shalom Lishma. Okay, so the Gzeira Shava is out. We discussed in the past, the Gemara could have answered maybe that he didn't have this. The Gemara doesn't really answer this often. We know the Gzeira Shava, you have to have a Rebbe. You have to have a Rebbe. You can't make a Gzeira Shava on your own. In and then Gzeira Shava Me'atzmo. Everybody agrees to that. Kavachom, everybody reads, you can do by yourself. All the other Midas as a Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, Sukkalam and Aleph. And Gzeira Shava, everybody agrees you have to have a Rebbe. So why couldn't the Gemara answer? Oh, he only had a Misora regarding Chatas and not Asham. Why did the Gemara answer that? So that is why other Rishonim say that Meiri in Shavuot and Daf Lamed Gimel suggests that even Gzeira Shava, you have to learn from your Rebbe, how can there be a Machlokas about a Gzeira Shava then? No, the Gzeira Shava is just that the word was given down. But the flexibility of which halachos and what you compare it to, that is done by the person. That's why the Gemara here asks, you should compare it to Asher, you compare it to this. Why didn't it just say, oh, he didn't get it from his Rebbe? No, because you don't get every single detail of a Gzeira Shava from your Rebbe. You just get certain words, that there's a Mesorah that these words have a Gzeira Shava. You figure out which context in the Torah are you going to compare it to. And the beautiful Ramban, we like to quote also in the Shrashim, when the Ramban says, it's God to be you have a Gzeira Shava from your Rebbe and you don't dash it yourself. Why? Because you're going to dash it yourself? Oh, it says the word S here and S there. Gzeira Shava. Every word, says the Ramban, the Torah is such a large book that you can't have such a large book with words only used once. There's very few of those that there's only one time the word is found. Sulam. Sulam is the only time that word is found in all Tanakh. Sulam. Okay, the hapax. But other than that, many other words you have used a lot. So you can't make a Gzeira Shava on your own. The whole Torah would be a Nechrav. So that's why the words are given by your Rebbe, but the flexibility, how the words are used, are given to the Talmid. That's why the Gemara here asks what is included and what you compare it to. And the Gemara ends up saying it's only compared regarding a limited halacha. So now the Gemara says, okay, so we're back to the original question then. If this is not related to Shalom Lishma, so what is the source for Shalom Lishma? Ela minchas chote u minchas knos de psula Shalom Lishma minolan. So how do we know that those are pasul Shalom Lishma if you're not going to use the Gzeira Shava? So the Gemara says,
Good question.
It might just be Shigur Delishna. Why are we asking about the first one? We didn't knock that one out. Right. So you're right. I'm not sure if we had to ask from the first one. But maybe it's just asking, oh, back, so let's try. The following answer is going to work for both anyway. But you're right. I don't know. I don't think we rejected the first answer. So Chatas time of my Mishim Dechsev Bahi. It says, he by chatas, and that's why we say that by chatas shlo lishma is pasul. So hachanami haksiv behu he. By both these is he. This one is kosher lishma and pasul shlo lishma, but not other karbanas. But there's a he by these two karbanas as well. As far as Hashem nami haksiv behu, but Hashem also has a who. If it has a who, so therefore it should be have the same halachas. So where it says no, ha who la acher haktar seimurin who dechsev. That who by Asham is only stated but at the end of the process, after your maktar the imurin, the fats of the Asham are burned. So if it's said already there, that avod is not even ma'akev. So it can't be that that's teaching me something le'ikuva. Kidetanya, as the Brisa says, you have this back in Zvachim, aval asham lo ne'amar baruhu ela la'achar akdarsi murin. It only says the word hu by asham after the fats are burned. Hu atzmo shalohok teri murav kasher. You didn't have to do akdarsi murav. So therefore, it can't be that this is teaching me a halacha that is ma'akev. The elahu lamali. So what is that who teaching me then? What is the who after Akdarsi Murah teaching me? If it's not teaching me anything related to the avoda, because this avoda is not ma'akev, so says the Gemara, teaching me as follows, which hopefully we'll get back to on Tuesday night. Likid de Rav Huna Amarav. As Rav Huna Amarav says, what is that? Asham shenitak l'ra'iyah. Asham, that is designated for grazing. What does that mean? If you remember, these are the parallel cases of chatas. There are five cases of chatas that, if these things happen, the chatas has to be left to die. Either if the owner died, or, let's go through all them, Vitimna, Vlad chatas, the chatas has a baby, so what are you going to do with that chatas? Timna, Tmuras chatas, right, you're maimir the chatas, you try to substitute. Mem, Meis Bailoth, right, the owner died before it got kapara. Nun, Niskapru ba'acher, he lost it, he brought another one, then you found the first one. And Ayin of Roshnasa, that's Vitimna, that's the abbreviation, Vitimna ha'isapilegesh, Vitimna, those five are the chatos mesos, that's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And what do we know? The halacha is, Rav tells us that in the parallel cases by Asham, they have to be sent out to graze. They're not left to die. Rav Eliezer says that they're left to die. Because Rav Eliezer, in a few places in Seder Kachim, always compares Chatas and Asham, Kachatas ka Asham. But we don't hold that way. We hold that Asham, they have to be left to graze. Fine. That's the five parallel cases by Asham. But the halacha is, they're not just left to graze. What happens? We wait till they get a mum, and then they're offered as olos. That's the halacha. But they're not just left to graze. They have to be minutak. Literally, nutak means cut off. But designated, so that's the lashon here. Asham shenitak l'ra'aya, an asham that is designated for re'iya, for shepherding, for grazing, v'shachtu stam, and after you are menatek it, then you shechted it stam without any specific kavana, kasher l'shem ola. That's okay because it already achieves the status of an ola inside, and therefore if you shechted stam after that, shechting it l'shem ola is fine. That is considered lishma. The Gemara says, nitak in, lo nitak lo. What, only if it was minutak beforehand, and then you shechted stam, is it going to be a work? But lo nitak, but if you did not, we're not menatek it yet. You have a Vlad Asham. Let's say you have a Vlad, no, you can't have a Vlad Asham. Let's say you have a Tmuras Asham. If you have a Tmuras Asham, and you automatically shechted stam, that's not going to be good enough, because it's going to be possible in that case, because you aren't menatek it yet. How do you know that? Amar krahu, pava yesoyehe. That's what the who is telling me. Even though the who is written after Akhtar Simurin, but still this is halacha that applies after Akhtar Simurin. That, if you have any of these cases that apply to Asham, then we would say, right, Achat, this is a female, so you can have a Vlad. But then it would say, that's why the who applies, to exclude if it was not Minutak yet. What exactly is Nituk? Just to mention, Rashi here says, it was given over to the shepherd. You see the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 6 to last skinny line in Rashi. Nitak l'ra'aya shemisaruhu l'ro'e. It was given over to the shepherd. That's Nituk. If you remember Rashi back in Masechta Zvachim, at the beginning on Daf Hei, where this came up the first time, Rashi says, Bezdin announced that it should be given over to the shepherd. So it's an even earlier stage. According to that Rashi in Zvachim, maybe even if before it was given to the shepherd, just Bezdin announcing it already changes the status of this animal. I say either one of those two. Also, just to mention, because it's here, so you have to mention it again. Every time this comes up, got to mention it. Hopefully one day it'll sink into our brain. We'll know it in a concretized fashion. Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, whether this halacha of Ashim, Shinitak L'Raya, is a Dindar Araisa or a Dindar Rabbanan. We'll mention it now. We'll talk about the Lamedus another time. Rashi says, like Rovri showed him, this is a Dindar Araisa. A Dindar Araisa. You have an Asham. And what did the halacha Moshe B'Sinai say? Kol Shevachatas Mesa Be'asham Ro'eh. In Asham, you have to let it graze. You have to wait till it gets a mum. You redeem it and use that money to bring a carbon ola. That is a din de oraisa, according to Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam, right here in this Tosis that goes over to the page and other places, wherever this comes up, Rabbeinu Tam says no. On a de oraisa level, Asham shenitak l'ri'ya yikrav ola. On a de oraisa level, you don't have to wait for the Asham to graze and get a mum and then sell it and bring the money for an ola. You can mamish give this animal as an ola. Unbelievable, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's a Dindar Aisa. Midrabanan, we don't do that because we're worried you're going to bring it before the nituk, before everything. But that is the halacha according to Rabbeinu Tam. The whole halacha of nituk l'ri'ya is a Dindar Rabbanan. So what is behind that machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? Ben Hashem will talk about it on Tuesday. Okay, Vayter though. Now we're up to the two dots. Amarav. Minchas ha'omer shekamsa shalol l'shma psula. Rav says the Karban HaOmer, the Minchas HaOmer that is brought on the second day of Pesach, if you did that, that is also a Mincha, that is a Minchas Tzibur, right, that's brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael on Tezai Nisan. Minchas HaOmer Shekamsa Shelo Lishma Psula. If you do Kemitza on it, Shelo Lishma, it is Pasul. It's possible, even though it's not in our Mishnah. We're going to ask that question soon. Why? Holu bas lahatev lo etira. Because it also has an important element that if you take that out, if you take out its purpose, that it cannot exist. Just like a chatas. If it's not ba'al chaper, it dies. And therefore it dies halachically, meaning it becomes pasul. So too the karban omer, which has to come to be matir the chadash. So if you cannot do that, so then it is pasul. The sugi of chadash and deport sugi, that was runner up for this week's shiur, but I'm saving it for in a couple of weeks when the big sugis of chadash come up, daf samach vav, samach zayin, later on in a couple of months, that's the main sugis of chadash and shas. So B'ez Hashem, we'll wait to do it over there. But if you just remember, the second day of Pesach, we bring a special karban from barley, from the new barley. Up until that time, right now, this time of year, this is where it's troublesome. This time of year, anything, any grain that took root since last Pesach, Me'ikar Adin, I am not allowed to partake of that grain until the second day of Pesach, the Karban Omer is brought, and after the Karban Omer is brought, then I'm allowed to partake of the grain. Bizman Azeh, there's no Karbans, you have to wait till the entire day is done, and you have to wait till the following morning, Yud Zayin. You're not going to make challahs because it's still Pesach, but at least you can make, I don't know, matzahs. Make other things with the new grain. Why don't you wait till the Tezayin in the morning? Because Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, maybe the Beis HaMikdash is just going to be rebuilt. And we're going to say, oh, remember last year we waited till the morning? But this year we have to wait till the carbon is brought. So that is why, even though Heyer Mizrach is good enough on the Ikra Din, but we wait because Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Just amazing hashkafically. For thousands of years, we're going to wait an extra day. Because Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Because every year we're worried, now worried in a good way, that Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt and we're going to get it wrong the first year. So that's why forevermore we have to wait an extra day. That is the issue of Chadash. Two issues in Chadash, which again we'll talk more about later. That is number one. So why is it that a lot of people nowadays aren't Makbid? In Eretz Yisrael, unless it's an import, it's very, very, very hard. It's almost impossible to get Chadash. It's all Yashan. Right, with the Rabbanuts in terms of their hashkachas. So unless you see it's imported, but hashkachas OU, something by hashkachas Rabbanut, so those still have to be checked. But the problem in Chutzlar is also many are not makbid on Yashan. The problem is why? What's the hetter? So this is something that has bothered the Achronim for the past 500 years, right? It's not a new problem. For 500 years, the Rama already in the Shulchan Aruch and Yerodeah says, oh, maybe it's a Svek Sveka. Suffolk, if you're going to eat something, it's a suffolk. Maybe it's from last year's, maybe it took root before, maybe it's from last year's crop, right? Maybe it's Achadash. And even if it's this year's crop, maybe it took root before Pesach. That's the Ramah Svek Sveka. All the Achronim say, that's one suffolk. That's not two suffolks. That's one suffolk. Did it take root before Pesach or after Pesach? That's one suffolk. So it's very challenging to understand that Ramah. The Shach and all the other Nosei Kelim wonder what the Ramah is talking about. Why is that called a Svek Sveka? So the big heter, a couple of big heter, the Bach and the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan before the Aruch HaShulchan. But the Bach, number one, says, and they say that the Baal Shem Tov was going to get up to tell us all his chassidim to be makbid on Yashan, and the Bach came to him in a dream the night before and said, you don't change what Klal Yisrael has been doing, be matzik. I was matzik Klal Yisrael with my heter, and right now is not the time to change it. That's what they say the dream of the Baal Shem Tov was. Anyway, but the Bach says in Reis Tzadik Gimel, that's a Simen Chadash in Yerodeah, says maybe there is no Chadash, even though the Gemara says it's Bechutz Laaretz also. There's no Chadash by land owned by a non-Jew. That's the big heter of the Bach. Vodyishne Haviraya, Brura, the Chadash Mutter, Michel Goyim, he quotes at the end, the Efshah Shal Chuvazu, quotes a Mi'ilt Staka, Samchua Gadolim Shalafaneinu, Fini is Dadin Yer Borer, Davagav Dalacha, Krebi Lezer, Ein La Esser, Michel Goyim, Me'ikar Alacha, Vefshah Nami, Vechulu, he talks about it, Lachain Ein La Shum Gadol, La Horos Harala Isser, Hefech Aminog, Shinagav Higdoli Yisrael La Heter, Mishiroz Al Hakra La Atzmo, Midas Chasidasu, Velo Yorah La Achirim, De La Lesilin Suye, Vedavka Mishihurgo, Beprishus, Vechulu, he continues. That is the Bach. Okay, this would help with a lot of Chutz Laaretz produce because it's owned by a guy. If it's owned by a Jew, it still wouldn't help. That's one heter. The question is, do we really hold that way? There's no limit like that in the Gemara. The other big heter, the Aruch HaShulchan says he found an Arzarua, and he says if all their earlier poskim would have had this Arzarua, they would have matched it also because who's greater than Arzarua Latzadik Elishrei Leiv Simcha? Goes through a whole. He's very poetic. He says, what does the Arzarua say? The Arzarua says that even though the Gemara says Chadash is Asr and Chutz Laaretz, that's only an Isser de Rabbanon. That's the Chiddush. Chazish Chutz La'aretz Olah Deis HaDerabbanan. And therefore, we have the right to assume, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it only applies, just like Shumas and Maisris, only applies midrabbanan outside of Israel in the lands close to Eretz Yisrael. So to Mistama, Chadash only applies midrabbanan to the lands close to, like Syria and Eber HaYarden and others. But further than that, there's for sure no Chadash. That's the big heter of the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, Yismach levaveinu besagel nafsheinu v'lam yitzchus al kal Yisrael.
Yeah.
Where, no, it's where it comes from. Where it comes from, not where you're eating it. Where it comes from. Say he goes through a hole, he's very emphatic with this. Like, Bor Keshemesh B'Tzaharayim, V'lmali Ro, G'dolim Shetarchulim Soheter, L'figodo Atzar. Okay. L'maisa L'maisa, the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura knew these Heterim, and he says, try not to be so mechanit. Right, Mishnah Brura in Hilchah Shavuos. Well, Mishnah Brura, we don't have Mishnah Brura in Yoredeya. But Hilchah Shavuos, yeah, many poskim say, L'chadchila, if it's possible, to try not to rely on these Heterim. The other big sugya in Omer, which we're not going to do right now, and that is Karban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. Is it Lumdus? Is it one of the Karbanos HaChag? Or is it just a separate Karban that's Matir the Chadash, which happens to be brought on the second day of Pesach? Or is it Karban HaChag? Being number of Gaminas that we're not going to get into now, do the Kohanim split it of the Mishmar that comes that day, or do all the Kohanim get it? Fascinating discussion, but I'm sure we'll get to that at a later date. Okay, so anyway, with all that Omer, so Barav says the carbon Omer that's brought Shalolosh was possible because it's not Matir. The Chenat Omer, Hashem Nazir, Hashem Mitzora. The same thing with Hashem Nazir and Hashem Mitzora. These two Ashamos, Sheshachta Shalolosh Vapsulan, they're also possible Shalolishma. Why? Because the Kabbalists of a Mitzora are there also to achieve a purpose, to be Machshir, to allow a Mitzora to do something. Either to come into the Machaneh, that's what Rashi says here, the Shizbu Kubetza says, maybe to eat kachim. It's also to accomplish a certain purpose. And if it doesn't, it's possible, because those purposes are part and parcel of what these karbanis are. So we have Rav including three karbanis. The problem is, those aren't in the Mishnah. That's the kasha now. Tanan, kolam anachash nikvazir shalolish bank sheiros, elish lo olo labayalam shem chova, chutz imen chas chot, imen chas kenos. That's a quote from our Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, v'misa, and if Rav is right, listni nami chutz imen chas haomer. Why isn't Minchas HaOmer on the list? Not only Minchas Chodi, Minchas Kenos. Minchas HaOmer should be excluded. So the Gemara answers three things. Kiktani Ba'a Yachid, Ba'a Tzibor Loktani. It's only listing the carbon as Yachid. The carbon as Tzibor are not included in the Mishnah. And Kitani Ba'a Biglal Atzma, Ba'a Biglal Zevach Loktani. It's only saying carbonists that are brought by themselves. But the carbon Omer is brought with animals, with a keves. With a keves. So if it's brought with a keves, so that's why also it is not included, right? It says in Emor, Batisa Bioma Nifchemes HaOmer, Fechul, the Pasuk says in Perachav Gimel and Emor. So number three, Kiktani Hanach She'in Kavua Lahem Zman, Hata Kavua Lazman Loktani. Also, this is Kavua Lazman, right? It relates to the Tzibur, but it's always Kavua Zman, right? It's Omer is brought on the second day. Does that mean it's one of the Karbanos HaChag? It's Kavua Zman. Okay, but that relates to that sugya that I just mentioned. Period. There is another difference that the Karen Orah says the Gemara could have said. And that is, if you remember from back in Svachim, what if you shecht a karbon or you do a ravoda l'shem chulin? L'shem chulin. So we had back in Svachim, adaf memvav, amabez, if you do a chatos l'shem chulin, it's kosher. Even though a chatos shalom l'shma is possible, but l'shem chulin is kosher. Why? Because that's totally a thought that's totally not shayach. L'shem chulin. That's what he says. That chatos l'shem chulin is going to be kosher. But he thinks these are not going to be kosher. Because if it's l'shem chulin, what? It's still not going to be matir. It's still not going to be machshir by these things. So ironically, says the Karen Orah, these items that Rav said are even more chamor than chatos. Chatos l'shem chulin is going to be kosher. But these items l'shem chulin, they don't achieve their purpose, and therefore they're not going to be kosher. They're not going to be kosher at all. So that could have been another difference. It only says things that if you would have shechted l'shem chulin, if you would have done l'shem chulin, it would be okay. But these items l'shem chulin would be pasul. Okay. Period. Omer mar v'chein ata omer b'ashem nazir v'ashem mitzora sheshav l'shalosh v'msulin holobo l'hachshav v'loch shiruth. These also are pasul shol l'shmat nan. But why didn't the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Zvachim say this? As we head back in Zvachim, via Misa, and if it's true that the Asham is also included, so why is an Asham mentioned? right, in the Mishnah in Zvachim. So the Gemara answers, Kiva de'ika asham gzelos v'asham me'ilos, dilacha para asu, lopsikale. No, because there are other ashamos that are not ba lahachshir. They're ba lachaper. And therefore, you don't have the same halachas by all ashamos. So the Mishnah did not want to say some ashamos and not all ashamos. That's why it was left out. Mishnah, so the Gemara says, one second. So what's the difference between La kapara and la hachshir. Maishna ashem nazir va ashem mitzora. De ba'u la hachshir v'lo hechshiru. These two karbanas by a nazir and a mitzora, these ashamos allow them, they accomplish something. And if they accomplish something, if they can't accomplish that, they're going to be pasul shel olishma. Sahani nami ba'u la kapara v'lo kipru. By the ashem gezelos and me'ilos. Also they accomplish, they bring kapara. So what's the difference? Why are they kosher shel olishma? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Matsinu shechilek hakasev bein mechapim uvein machshirin. We find already there's a model, there's a precedent that there's a difference between a mechaper and a machshir, an atoner and a machshir. What do you say? In a machshir, it allows you to do something, an enabler. It enables you to do something. Mechaper and machshir. Why? Where do you see that? Mechaper nisbu da asul acharmisa. Mechaper, there could be a mechaper la acharmisa. Machshirin less behud asul acharmisa. But you don't have a machshir, an enabler, after Misa, because the guy's dead. What do you have to enable him to do after Misa? Where do you see that? Where do you see that there's a machshir la'achar Misa? That there is no machshir la'achar Misa, but there's a machaper la'achar Misa. It's not. Because the Mishnah says, in Maseches Kinim, ha'isha shehevia chatas of a mesa. We know, an isha yoledes is chayev to bring a set of karbanis. So if a woman brings her chatas, and then she dies before she brings her ola, Yaviu Yarshin Olasa. Her Yarshin bring her Ola. Olasa Vamesa. If she brings her Ola and then she dies, Lo Yaviu Yarshin Chatasa. The Yarshin cannot bring her Chatas. Period. Let's think for a minute. So what is the purpose of the Ola and what is the purpose of the Chatas when it comes to an Isha Yoledes? So says Rashi. You see Rashi on the third skinny line. The Chatas of a Yoledes is coming to be Machshir. That's clear. It's allowing her to eat Kachim. The Chatas of the Yoledes. Ironically, the chadas of the Yoledes is coming to be machshir. But you know there's another pasuk that the karban is olachaper. So it must be that the ola of the Yoledes is coming for a kapara. And what do you see the Mishnah says? That the ola could come la'achar misa. That means the machaper could come la'achar misa. The chadas, which is the machshir, cannot come la'achar misa. So there you see that a machshir is more chomer than a machaper. And that's why a machshir, shalol lishma, could be pasul. Why a machaper, shalol lishma, would not be possible. This applies the achronim in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Gimel, where this Mishnah is also quoted. There's no Gemara on Kinim. It's just Mishnayos. So you gotta look in the Gemaras, which talk about this. But if you look in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Gimel, the achronim say that this split of Chatas and Ola applies to other cases of Chatas and Ola as well. Not just Yoledes. The question is, why Dafke is Yoledes then singled out by the Mishnah? The Kinim is all about pairs of birds. So why is Yoledes specifically singled out? So two answers. Number one is the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua, we haven't done a Pnei Yeshua in so long. It's great to take it off the shelf. Says the Pnei Yeshua, I don't think all is Zvachim. Do we have any Pnei Yeshuas in Zvachim? Anybody remember? Did we do any Pnei Yeshua in all Masechta Zvachim? 120 days. We should feel bad about ourselves. Anyway, says the Pnei Yeshua, in Kiddush Daf Yud Gimel, let's do tshuva. He says, Vashmina dekreva lachar misa. What's the Chiddush? Why Yoledes and not by other sets? Why? Because because when it comes to an Ola, by other sets of Chatas and Ola, you could say that, you know why the Yarshin bring the Ola? Obviously, because an Ola, as we know, is Mechaper and Aseis. So if it's not for the dead person's Aseis, it's for my Aseis. But the Ola of a Yoledes, what's this Ola for? For the birth. The kids have nothing to do with the birth. So you would think that they don't bring the Ola, because this Ola is not Mechaper, and this Ola is for the Yoledes. That's the Chiddush, that they still bring the Ola, even though you would have thought that they don't. That is the Pnei Yeshua. Another answer given, why Dafka Yoledes is quoted and not others. I saw it because this Ola and this Chatas is unique. Usually, a Chatas is a Mechaper. Here, the Chatas is the Machshir. Usually, an Ola is not a Mechaper. And here it is a Mechaper. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush, that here an Ola is brought even after death, even though it's Mechaper, And the chatas is not brought after death, even though it's not mechaper. You would think that the reason chatas is not brought after is because it's mechaper. So one of the other, Taras HaKodesh, I think, says that. That's why it is brought there. Just one other ha'ara, and that is, I guess we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow with this answer. That is Tumas Yoledes. We mentioned in the past, what's the reason that a woman is A, Tamei, and B, she has to bring a chatas. Different things. So the Gemara says in Mesechus Nida, Naflamad Aleph Amabez, famous Gemara, why does she have to bring a carbon chatas? Amar, Mibnei Ma Amar Torah Yoledes, may be a carbon. Amar Lahan, Bishasha Karath Lelaid, when she's in the middle of childbirth, this was pre-epidurals. Kofetzas Finishbas, Shlotishak Tizakik Labaila. She jumps and she swears that she will never be with her husband again because of the pain. And obviously, after birth, she calms down and doesn't want this. So, lofichach amr Torah tavi karban. That's what the Torah says. She should bring a karban so that, because of the shvua that the Torah already knows that she is going to take. That is regarding the Aveira. What about Tumah? I guess maybe we'll have to stop here. We'll mention some of the Tumah ideas tomorrow. Remind me to start with it. Rav Hirsch and a beautiful thought from the Kotzker related to Tumas Yoledes. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Jonathan Kowal, Lila Nishmas, his mother's yahrzeit, who is today Effa Kowal Etzaleah Bat Duba, Zion Adar, and also continuing to be sponsored by Mayor and Shady Fuchs, in honor of the marriage of their daughter, Shira and Abram Hertz, and to the Machatanim, Rabbi Yonason and Rochelle Hertz, they should be Zocha to build a Bayis Neman B'Yisrael.